It's The Record from KUOW. I'm Marcy Silman, and this is the Week in Review Extra. With me are a esteemed panel of journalists, Knute Berger, Mossback at Crosscut, Joni Balter, news analyst, and Eli Sanders, associate editor at The Stranger. Yesterday, you guys, a man who many people thought was going to be the Republican frontrunner in 2016's presidential race was forced to fire an aide, disavow political advisor, and try to patch together the scraps of his political future. We're talking about New Jersey Governor Chris Christie, who held a most interesting news conference.
I think he set the world record for a press conference. It was almost 2 hours, and it gave us a new word, in case you didn't notice, from the New York Times: revenge closings. Never heard that phrase before. Well, the Chris Christie story, oh my gosh.
You want to walk us back a little?
I'll walk you back. So Chris Christie's staff apparently ordered up a few nights of closings on the George Washington Bridge into New York City as revenge for a mayor who did not support his gubernatorial run. This event that is now coming clear through a bunch of emails that are very, very wild emails, explains to us why the term crisis communications was invented. Because you have four nights of closures, you have people hugely inconvenienced, you have somebody who may have died as a result of this, you have school children who could not get to school. Oh my gosh. And then you have this long press conference where I think my mother would say Chris Christie talked too much, because there must be something in there that he said that is going to come back and bite him.
Now, I know you watched it with rabid fascination. Eli and Knute, did you see it?
No, I did not watch the press conference. I've just been reading the coverage of it and the commentary and everything. And of course, no candidate, and he is a candidate for president, wants to be in that situation, because he's faced now with a scandal. I mean, one of the things that I think a lot of even Democrats like about Chris Christie is he's a conservative Republican, but he's not an anti-government guy. And now we've discovered, well, he's so pro-government, he's willing to use it
as a cudgel.
As a cudgel, yes, exactly. He's got a little Mayor Daley in him.
Well, a lot of Mayor Daley, doesn't it seem?
And for somebody who has been pitching his entire appeal as a presidential contender on his style of leadership, it's a devastating scandal.
Well, I'm wondering, I've read that he whispered and almost wept and, fired these two people that he then later said were like family to him. Is there any chance that this man can regain the position where he stood, 3 months ago?
I have stopped betting in favor of the American public's memory. I think all we've learned in the last few years is how quickly we forget everything. So we're talking about a presidential election that is years off still, and I don't know. I think the capacity for us to forget things is incredible. We were earlier today on the Week in Review, we were talking about whether Kshama Sawant was behaving appropriately, too loud, this and that. And I just think this is such a stark contrast for us in terms of what's acceptable behavior or what's an acceptable persona for a politician to have there.
So she's not and Christie is?
Well, no. What I'm saying is that in Seattle, the speech that Kshama Sawant gave it at her inauguration is seen by some as maybe a little too showboaty. It doesn't even register compared to what Christie is up to in New Jersey.
Okay, here's one problem I have with the closures. Four nights, you can sort of not understand, don't get me wrong, but you could sort of see a governor not knowing much about, one night somebody dumps some nails on the road and then there's closures. But four nights in a row, and he's saying, huh, Fort Lee, where's that?
Well, he did make a trip there to personally apologize.
I think one of the most devastating of the email exchanges that came up was, and the one that probably was most appalling was the aides who were going back and forth. And one of them said that one of the concerns that they had was that the school buses were being slowed down. The other person responded, yeah, but those are just the kids of Bono voters. And this was Christie's Democratic opponent. When you overtly say the kids are pawns politically like that, boy, that crosses a line for a lot of people that might put up with some of the other shenanigans.
In 2 years, maybe even 1 year, we'll be looking again, wondering where Chris Christie stands. It's been the Week in Review Extra here on The Record with our guests, Knute Berger, Eli Sanders, Joni Balter. I'm Marcy Silman. This is The Record from KUOW Seattle.